Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Laura.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. We got fun stuff lined up for you. Going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. Got some other great stories for you. We're going to have some fun with those. But we kick off this Thursday, like we do every Thursday, with our great friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise is with us today. And I am trying to give you all the attention you deserve, Denise. We respect you and appreciate you very much. I cannot focus or concentrate because you brought in a pet of the week and a cool dog.
I did. Yes. Good morning, everybody. We brought Bonnie in this morning. She's a recent stray intake.
She is just a adorably sweet dog.
She's so sweet.
She is just a very cute. Bonnie just had some surgery done.
Yep. She just got spayed on Monday. She's about 3 years old. Chihuahua, long hair, possible mix of something else, but she's very, very sweet and snuggly. Yeah. Little.
Yeah, she's snuggling with me right now.
She is the snuggle queen. She is very good at that. And you look at that dog, and that is immediately what you want to do.
Yep.
That is
immediately. You put it right on your
chest.
Yep.
Yeah. That dog is not going to spend a lot of time on its legs.
No, I don't think so.
when it comes to Bonnie, is there other things we should know about her, or do we know much about her? Because this is something that we try to do with this segment, is kind of put ourselves in your guys' shoes sometimes with this. You know, for every animal that you may be able to figure out this and this and this about them, somebody like Bonnie that's kind of, you know, just thrown at you here, kind of, how is that going?
Right. It's good. She did look like she has had a litter of puppies. They estimate 2 to 3 years old, and she's very good with other dogs. She came in with another dog, but we believe that it's either her son or related to her somehow. Another, a little smaller than her, but black male. She's such a gorgeous dog. She loves everybody and all the other dogs around. She's
got a great temperament.
She does. Very calm. Yeah,
she's a great radio dog. Like radio she's just dog. Being very well behaved, and she's listening
do
to both
a
of all of them.
Dog? Is that a thing we should be talking?
Yeah,
about?
Yeah, maybe. God, that's I already don't leave here. I would never leave here. When it comes to a dog like her, is there a type of family that you or is it, she's been only with you for a little while, right?
Yeah, we've only had her a couple of weeks. We think she's good around small children, but sometimes the little dogs get a little nervous and nippy, so we definitely recommend a meet and greet if you have children or other pets. Cats, we're not sure about how she's going to act with cats, so definitely come if you're interested in a small little dog. She doesn't have a lot of energy, she doesn't run a lot. But come and meet her, please. Mm-hmm.
She just wants snuggles and a warm lap.
Yep.
Just a very, very sweet dog. How is it going over at the Humane Society? How are things doing as far as cats and dogs and all that?
It's great. We're still doing really well on cats. We have some dogs. We got a couple of stray intakes like Bonnie. But we're doing pretty good. We want to get some of our longer-term dogs out the door, or at least meet and greets. Mm-hmm. So if people have interest, come and see them. We're still having that special adoption. It's $25 for cats and $50 for dogs for the near future.
Yeah, keep that in mind, everybody. That's a great deal right there. And keep in mind as well, some of these dogs are sponsored. Yep. And some of these animals are already covered in that regard, and that might even be more financially affordable for you and everything.
Yeah, thank you for that.
They just need a warm home.
That's right. The right person.
And when it comes to that, that's something you can take confidence in, too, that any animal that is set up, we're going to find out the right home for the right animal, the right family for the right animal, and vice versa and all that.
Yep, absolutely. We don't want an animal going to the wrong fit. We don't want it to be bad for the animal or the family. So.
Which I think people out there, if you're on the fence on these things, you can take a little more comfort in that. Okay, well, we'll be all right either way.
Right.
When it comes to construction over there, how's that been going?
Oh my gosh, fantastic. They're finishing up our new front atrium area reception. They're drywalling, mudding, and taping. It's going fantastic.
Awesome.
It's hectic. The dogs are very stressed.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Just bringing it up, Bonnie got a little stressed there.
She
got a
little Bonnie seems really interested in Pam. Pam needs to meet this dog.
Pam, every animal loves Pam. Every animal, yes. Oh, they all
Some
do.
Some people are like that. I've just flock to that person.
Yeah, she's what I am usually that way. I don't know, Bonnie, though. Bonnie, when it comes to her collar too. I wanted to talk about that. Is she? I'm sorry, I was trying to place myself where I was, and Pam just I got distracted by the idea of Pam and all the animals I've seen her with over the decades. It's incredible how every single animal seems to love that woman. But when it comes to Bonnie here, is she available for adoption right away?
Is she? Is yep. Okay. She went on the website yesterday because she had her spay surgery on Monday, so she is up on the website available. She has to wear the cone for like another 3 days just to make sure she's not damaging her incisions.
Good, good. And as far as events and other things going on over there, how are things over at the shop? How are things?
Great. We're still running our membership drive, and we also have our first event coming up April 12th at Bullseye Country Club.
Looking forward to that. Is there anything we can do to help with that? Do you need volunteers? We'll be spreading the word about it for sure.
Yeah, we can always use volunteers. We need soup. If you have a restaurant or a friend that makes soup, we need soup donations because that's what we provide for everybody when they come. So if you have somebody that makes great soup, bring it on over or give us a call at the shelter.
I hadn't thought about this. This kind of event has been around for so long. Denise, have you gotten to do this before?
Is this your first one? No, this is my first one. I'm very excited to be part of it. So it's all setting up great, though.
Really cool. Very, very cool. And I have to tell you that I've heard from a number of people in the community. They've really enjoyed working with you or talking to you.
Oh, my goodness.
They really do appreciate your presence and you being a part of things over at the Humane Society. It's been a great fit for us as a community. We appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. And it's my pleasure. I love coming to work every day.
And I do want to remind everybody that there are lots of ways that you can impact the Humane Society. You know, whether it is cat or dog food and you pick up an extra can or a bag or something, you can drop it off. When it is nicer out and things open up a little bit more, maybe we can take some more volunteers for dog walking and some of that. When events come up and volunteering for those, there's also another fun way to do this. And Denise and I are actually doing this right now in some of the gear that you guys have over there. We're both wearing sweaters. This is my second or third favorite sweater. I love this sweater so very much. They're great. They're comfortable. They're very cool logos. I love the colors, all of these things.
Thank you.
And you are a walking billboard.
Absolutely.
You are walking around all day, and people in the community are going to see these and all immediately be like, okay, that's cool. What is that? And maybe they want to get a sweater or something and or what have you. That money goes right in the Humane Society and helps them do the great work that they're doing. And that advertising that you're doing reminds us and keeps us there, and as well as to businesses out there. There are few things you can associate yourself with that are better PR than our Humane Society.
Absolutely. Agreed. And we use the ODC, the Ink Splash, for all of our logo art too, so we're helping them out as well. It's such a great partnership.
I didn't know that. We just had we were just in there the other day talking to them. Yesterday.
The ODC was
great.
In yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Thank you so much, Denise. Thank you, Bonnie, for coming in. I hope this wasn't too stressful for you, Bonnie.
She's having a great time.
I think Bonnie's very relaxed.
We got to see if we have any openings on Midday Magazine. I might want to interview Bonnie. She's quite the interesting guy.
She's got a story.
I have to, real quick, to the audience, and encourage you to look at the pictures, and we'll put some on our social media of Bonnie as well. I mean, just a beautiful coat.
What a cool-looking
coat. Pretty black and white, so but just beautiful. Very, very uniquely put about and everything.
She almost has a cattle dog face.
Miniature. That's a cool dog. Find out about Bonnie and all these other cool animals, and maybe your new best friend is waiting for you over at the Southland County Humane Society. Check out their website, swchs.com. Visit them at their location over at 3621 64th Street North. Be sure to keep in mind that they have their email. You can reach out to them at office@swchs.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505 and follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool things that they are doing over there. Again, swchs.com, and be listening every Thursday for another Pet of the Week. Thank you so much, Denise and Bonnie. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.
We'll come back with some more show for you right here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. A shout out to Denise and Bonnie for joining us.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. Find out more about our friends over at the Humane Society at swchs.com. Encourage you to bookmark that page and follow them on social media, everybody. Support those in this community that need it and could use it. And we appreciate you doing that. Mm-hmm. Be listening every Thursday for that. I am going to be honest. I'm avoiding a little bit this next one as we dive into entertainment. Sad news today. A lot of us woke up to legendary actor Gene Hackman has passed away. Mm-hmm. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico confirmed late last night that the bodies of Gene, his wife Betsy, and their dog had been found inside their home yesterday. No foul play is suspected and no cause of death has been announced. Gene had just turned 95 last month.
Wow.
Of course, winning an Oscar for The French Connection in 72, Unforgiven in 93. I know a lot of our fellow sports fans out there will talk about Hoosiers. There's so many amazing performances that you can
really
talk
remarkable,
about.
Really remarkable,
An actor as well that was able to, late in his career, show you a little bit of his comedic side. Mm-hmm. While, if you were paying attention, Gene showed you this way back in the day. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Gene Hackman stories. Oh, I'm sorry, real quick. I do want to thank our listeners. I found out about this actually through our listeners. I had a listener text me and say, "Hey, I heard Gene Hackman passed away. I'm sorry. I know you worked with him." I want to correct that. I don't know if there was some confusion there or something. I've never worked with Gene Hackman. Mm-hmm. I've never been in the same room with him. I did have a read through with Robert Duvall.
Yes.
And I don't know if there was if that was the confusion or not, but either
they're
way.
They're very similar guys. Easy to mix those two up, yeah.
Very, very above and beyond kindness.
Yes.
And it was very cool. And mm-hmm. it speaks to the relationship we have with our listeners, and I appreciate that very much. That was very kind.
Yes.
But focusing on the man himself, Gene Hackman.
Right.
Let's just be honest and rip the Band-Aid up, the elephant in the room or whatever. We don't know what's going on with this situation.
Nope.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
In our pregame when we were talking, you both had thoughts that I thought were, let's hope that it's something, you know, out of anybody's hands and just fate or whatever. But moving just to the man himself. Mm-hmm. And certainly having some respect, I would hope, to the friends and family of these people. Mm-hmm. So one thing we can do with respect is focus on his career. I would like to mention the Royal Tannenbaums. That I think is an underrated movie and an underrated performance of his.
Agreed.
And one late in his career, which is noteworthy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see very seldom in life where an actor wins an award early in their career and then does late in their career. Usually, it's the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right. Right.
You know, that doesn't happen very often.
Because we're 20
game.
Years apart, which is amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. This is odd, but it wasn't more than a couple months ago. I watched The French Connection again. Mm-hmm. And it holds up. It's still some of the not only better like drama and intensity, but it puts you in a time that's hard for us, some of us, to relate to. But but at the same time, if you could just put it to certain modern times,
right.
I think there is a connection there. And his
French connection,
nice.
Oh my goodness.
And his performance is incredible. I think it's the greatest of his career.
Probably, man. You know, touching on. I just realized those two things you were talking about, you know, how good of a serious actor, you know, dramatic actor he was, and mm-hmm. comedy. I've got two perfect films for that. The first one is one that it doesn't get talked about a lot, but it is one of his best intense performances, The Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
From like 1973, I think. Francis Ford Coppola film that came out right around the same time The Godfather did, so it didn't get any press mm-hmm. because of The Godfather was such a big thing. And the other one is from 1995, I think, Get Shorty.
Oh.
And he is so funny in that film. Oh my gosh.
I love that movie.
Yes,
I saw it in the theater, actually. I there's something about him and the broken nose that is so darn funny. I don't know why. And I never thought of Gene Hackman as a comedic actor until
that
movie.
Funny in that movie.
That's not true. I keep doing this.
Yeah.
If you look back in Young Frankenstein.
I was going to mention that
brilliant
one.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he was the blind man. Yeah.
Yep.
I had a race in my head of which one of us was going to bring it up first.
Yep.
And so I just had to jump in. And there.
I call Superman. Yeah, I call Lex Luthor.
Oh. Look, there's been some decent Lex Luthers. There's still,
there.
For my money, Gene Hackman was so good as Lex Luthor, he didn't need to shave his head. Like that.
No, like that's a good point. That's a really good point.
And knowing, and maybe some people at the beginning were like, "What? He's got to be bald." No, they forgot about it after he did it because he was so good.
Because it was Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
And while it was a kind of a silly, you know, superhero movie back then, and all those things, it does also give a perfect example. All these things we've mentioned, every one of these serious drama, whatever it might have been. you got the one of the greatest actors you'll ever see, mm-hmm. like doing the performance.
Yeah.
Gave everything he had. Mm-hmm. Did you gave you always respected the audience.
Yeah.
That was something that was so apparent with not just Gene Hackman, but actors of his class. Mm-hmm. He is going to be missed. They I know he hasn't acted in a while, and he probably wouldn't have even
retired. And he wouldn't have yet, but yeah.
They touched on it when the CBS reported on it. They gave that little snippet of an interview with him. First of all, boy, did he sound awkward. Yeah. I don't think he liked doing interviews.
He did not.
He said that's all he wanted to do.
He just wanted to act. And he got to.
And he was able to do it for his life. Yeah.
I think that one of the things that is a really great way to honor these people that entertained us so much for somebody like him, what, 5 decades?
Yeah.
He entertained
us. Tremendous career. Yeah.
Yeah. Going back and watching some of your favorite scenes, mm-hmm. maybe a favorite movie of his or something like that. You can mm-hmm. even take any of our suggestions. I can tell you this, the moment I have any free moment today, mm-hmm. I am going to be watching that scene from Young Frankenstein.
That's a fair one.
It's going to make espresso.
And I'm probably going to rewatch. Nice. Nice. Oh, that was really good, actually, because I wasn't looking at you. I just heard you. Oh, that was really good. I know I just watched it. I'm rewatching The French Connection.
Like, not a bad movie to watch again.
Such a good movie. It's mm-hmm. it's an underrated movie, almost. And that's saying, like, it won Best mm-hmm. Picture, I think, and stuff.
Right.
And it won Best Actor.
Yeah, no, it was a tremendous film, yes.
Pretty much anything connected to the Beatles can sell at auction. Apparently, even a piece of George Harrison's toast from the 1960s.
Oh, boy.
A passionate Beatles, boy, that's a nice way of putting that. Yeah, a passionate Beatles collector.
Obsessive.
Yeah. Paid an undisclosed amount for it, but back in 1991, it sold for over $94,000.
Oh my God.
So I'm guessing it didn't go down in price, even though you would think it would.
No, somehow its staleness brought value.
At the time, though.
Does it have a bite out of it?
It also
just a bite.
At the time, it also included a love letter from John Lennon to his ex-wife, Cynthia. So,
oh.
I don't know if that added to the price.
Wow, interesting.
Here's the story behind the toast. A 15-year-old fan named Sue Horton was visiting George's family home. She saw he left the crust of toast on his plate, so she put it in her pocket. She added it to her scrapbook with the caption, "Piece of George Breakfast, 2863. George actually commented about the authenticity of the toast back in 1992. He joked, quote, "I ate all my toast. I never left any."
Take that.
So it's possibly George Harrison's toast.
It's gone down in lore as George Harrison's toast.
We've had this conversation a little bit over the years when certain topics like this come up. Hey, you could own any piece of memorabilia or anything from a celebrity or something like that. What would you own? And I didn't really have an answer back then, but I did come up with one like a couple days later, mm-hmm. as this is always going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, this happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. I would love Robin's suspenders from Mork and Mindy.
That's a good one.
That would be cool.
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd, you know, look this up and everything. And I didn't find those, but I did see other Robin Williams memorabilia.
Sure.
And my first instinct is, I have to have this. I want this all. Like, every single item I see, I want everyone.
Sure.
And then I start looking a little closer, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, that's just a comb. Like, Like, how do I know? A lot of this stuff is, there's a picture with the artist and those things and stuff. Yeah. You can give me all of that you want, and I still don't know that I'm going to believe that belonged to that person.
Yeah.
I can't see, even if I got Bill Gates money, doing stuff like this. Like, I love the idea of some of this stuff. I mm-hmm. like the idea of fans doing it. I got nothing against any of it. It's a little crazy to me. It's a little bit much, sure, but I'm not going to tell people how to spend their money or their time. To each their own. As long as we ain't hurting anybody. Yeah. Right, there's a line in the sand with this one, as we've covered.
Of course,
we
know. Yes.
But I feel also a little out of touch with this. Like, that's the one time I've ever thought that, and it was fleeting. It was, I had it, and then it went away.
I'm too practical. Like, my answer is going to be something like Carrie Fisher's furniture.
She sat right here.
I want whatever her favorite chair was. I want that one.
Right. Yeah, the one she did all her writing in and stuff like
exactly.
that. That would be cool.
That's what I want.
I can dig that. And then, but you know, I would be one of those folks that if I had one of those things, I'd use it though. I wouldn't want to just put it in the corner.
That's what I mean. I'm too practical. I want to use Carrie Fisher's furniture.
If it breaks, that's okay, you know. By the way, I'm going to do something from now on. Anytime I hear the word, like, undisclosed amount, I'm going to replace the word undisclosed with embarrassing.
Yes.
Because that's all I was thinking. It's like, yeah,
yep.
This guy is like, oh, God, I just spent how much on this crust of bread? Oh, no, I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, this 60-year-old crust of bread.
Yes. Well, and then here's the thing about this one. That's hilarious, by the way. Here's the thing about this one, and we're talking about authenticity and everything. Well, this is confusing to me because they're trying to they're saying that this is authenticated, but we have word from the man himself that he ate all of his toast.
Exactly. He did not authenticate that toast. I'm sorry. That sounds like the opposite of authenticating the toast.
George Harrison liked to mess with people as well. We also know this. So, I mean, who knows? But he it sounds so like him to say, what are you talking about? You know,
I
ate all my toast.
Well,
man.
And who knows how sober he was upon the day of eating toast.
We did also just get done, celebrating his birthday 2 days in a row because he didn't give you the exact same
right.
It's but, George Harrison. Harrison week here on WFHR.
Oh, George.
I'm happy to be here for it.
George, why you do those things?
I eat all my toast.
Did you eat all your toast that day?
Every day.
Know.
Reboots, remakes, sequels, oh my. Yes, we are talking about movies coming out this year. There are sequels and franchise movies coming out this year. That is coming up for you. What I want to do is spend some time with this one, though. So what we're going to do is take our break a little early.
All right.
I'll get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back with that and some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. God, I love Portishead. Oh, love this band. Seth, Laura, James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been a really fun show. We still got a half an hour yet, so we're going to have some fun with this.
Stay tuned.
But we do want to talk about movies coming up this year. There are sequels and franchise movies that are coming out this year. We're going to touch on some of these, and I really want audience participation. You all have the Morning Show Play at Home version. Mm-hmm. We made sure you guys all got that a long time ago, and for now, you can go ahead and pull up the Civic Media app. You can text us if you don't have time or feel comfortable calling in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, feel free to call in 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at these. One of them already, a couple of these, I should say, have already come out. Captain America Brave New World came out on the 14th, along with Paddington in Peru. Paddington in Peru, just as a note, this is the third movie, and it might have big shoes to fill because the second one got a 99% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's
impressive.
That is impressive.
It's also a good idea to think of this as, while America is on the forefront of entertainment and movies and TV shows, we set the bar. We're not the only ones.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And these movies are big, you know, they're looking at how big these are going to be around the world. Mm-hmm. So like Captain America, Brave New World, that's probably got obviously a bigger audience here. Mm-hmm. But the Paddington movie is actually much, much bigger than it is here in the States, in England, and in Latin American countries.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are a whole lot of people not in America, guys.
Yeah.
So I think you might look at this, well, Paddington in Peru, that seems weird. Why not Paddington in Hawaii or something that we've seen a million times? Mm-hmm. There's a reason they chose Peru.
There's a very good reason.
Mm-hmm. And a very smart reason, too, because that movie did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain America, Brave New World didn't do bad. It didn't do, you know, some of the, you've got to reset your standards for these superhero movies.
Yep.
And I'm saying that not just to us, but to Kevin Feige and to James Gunn.
Right.
But they get that.
Yeah.
We're not at peak superhero anymore, and that's okay.
And it is a Brave New World in this sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shocked if a couple years from now or down the line, we see a crossover. DC and Marvel doing something together. It might sound far-fetched, and it may seem like, oh, they could never make that work. Look at the last Spider-Man movie.
Yeah?
Not only was it very well written, I thought, and very well done and acted and all that, I marveled. I think it's the only time
so
I've ever...
So to speak.
I can't believe it. I'm the worst. God, I'm the worst. I really was watching that movie, and at moments in that movie, sitting back and being, I've never done this before, where I'm like, my God, how did they pull this off?
Right.
Yeah. Like, Sony is notorious about like coveting their stuff and everything and not letting anybody else have even a glimpse of it or anything and suing the daylights out of you if you even come close to it. Yeah. The amount of attorney meetings that had to take place to make that movie even thought of, let alone writing the script and all those things. I never would would have dreamed that would happen. That happening made this all open. And then them putting James Gunn in charge. James Gunn and Kevin Feige have been friends for decades.
Yes.
Right.
They're very good friends.
Very
they
close.
Refuse to be enemies. And they're working at this like, hey, when are you releasing this movie? Because we're releasing this then. Mm-hmm. So they're spreading this out much more. And it's something that we've seen in nonprofits, especially in this area, instead of being crabs in a barrel, working together.
Right.
And that is a great thing if you are a fan of these movies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And certainly the future. I'm just, it's a hot take, but I don't think it's far-fetched to say that one day you could see the two worlds collide, especially
when
if
worlds collide.
If the trend continues and the superhero movies aren't doing as well,
mm-hmm. right.
they're going to do what they got to do to kind of get, you know, people into the movie theaters.
Well, and staggering them in that way, like being thoughtful about the audience, right? And making sure the audience can come and see your movies and my movies. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really thoughtful.
I've got a quick hot take here, James, for you. I think the next one, Thunderbolts, is going to do gangbusters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cast is, they got a really nice young cast. They've got a real, I mean, it's going to do a lot better, I think.
I'm very excited about that one. That one is coming out May 2nd. That comes up on our list.
Yep.
It's, the misfits of the Marvel universe, really.
Yeah, it's the Suicide Squad type of thing for like that thing, yeah.
And I think the introduction of the character Bob is going to be really big. You haven't seen a character like this before.
Bob Reynolds, yeah.
Guardians did a little Robert bit Reynolds. Of this with the one character they brought in, yep. But this, not like this character, not like Bob. You haven't seen a character like this. And I'm very curious to see how much of the original character they're going to be incorporating.
Or how they do it.
Yeah,
because the original character is like OP, man.
Yeah. So very, very curious about that.
Yep.
The Accountant 2 with Ben Affleck comes out April 25th. The first one was pretty good, but that was also a long time ago. So this is a very big stretch for sequels. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, May 23rd. According to Tom Cruise, this is the last of the Mission Impossible movies.
They're marketing it like
before.
That.
And if we can't trust Tom, who can we? No.
I've ever trusted Tom Cruise.
I've made it very clear. I have no interest in having a beer with Tom Cruise.
I don't think he would want one.
But I will. I also feel like you've got to give credit where it's deserved. And Tom Cruise is a heck of an actor.
He can act.
Great actor.
Yep.
And I give him a lot of credit. Like, some actors do these things out of ego, especially when it comes to doing their own stunts. I genuinely believe him in the authenticity angle of this and how you can have different camera angles of an actor when they're literally hanging from the plane than when a stunt person is doing it. And for him, is it a little bit of, yes, I want them to see my face in particular?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. But there is, he's too good of an actor for me to believe that it's just that. I think there is a part of this that he really wants to give the audience their all. And I got to say, I thought he was right about this one. I didn't know how right he was. During the pandemic, him betting on himself with Top Gun and being like, no, we're not releasing this streaming. This movie, the audience has deserved it. People have suffered enough. They want their movies back. I'm waiting. And how big is that movie?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
And what did that do for them? He was right on that one. And I am a sucker for these movies. I love these movies.
Yeah, I'm not.
Karate Kid Legends with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan coming out May 30th.
Very cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Ralph Macchio sighting, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to happen very often, so I want to note it what it does. Every one of us 80s, 90s kids, when I said the Karate Kid Legends, we all did the same thing. First, we're like, and then I say Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan, like, oh! Everybody had the same reaction.
Yep.
I love that.
I am guilty of that as well, yeah.
I did same thing here. Like, that's awesome. From the world of John Wick, Ballerina, Ana de Armas, and an appearance from Keanu Reeves shows up in this one, June 6th.
Okay.
So you get one last chance of seeing Keanu Reeves as John Wick.
Okay.
Yep.
I, sucker for those movies. The trailer for this one looks really good. Anna's a great actress, too.
I'm more excited about what Keanu's doing next. He and Alex Winters are going to be, I think, on Broadway. They're doing like a stage play.
Yeah.
I can't remember the title of it. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Has Keanu done
he doesn't do a lot of stage work, but Alex Winters has.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like both of them. I'm excited
Me
about that, too.
Bill and Ted.
We have to move a little bit fast just for segment-wise. 28 years later, June 20th, obviously the third in those 28 days later
zombie
franchise
whatever
movies.
Thing, yep.
Director James Gunn's revamping of the Superman franchise, July 11th.
Oh, okay.
A lot of expectations on this one, a lot riding on this one, not just with the obviously the Superman thing, but this is the big one for James Gunn and his team. Yeah. This is their first...
Unveil the new, yep.
Yeah. And
rolling out, yeah.
I have never been a big Superman guy. I thought Henry Cavill did an amazing job. I love Christopher Reeve as Superman. We were just talking about in the
break, the
Superman movies. Yep. I could live with or without them or anything. I don't watch every Superman thing. Like I am, I'll admit, about Batman. I watch everything Batman.
Sure.
I saw the trailer for this, and it darn near gave me goosebumps.
Oh, wow. Good.
It was really, really good. And it was great to see, as well, as a big fan of James Gunn. Oh, he's not changing anything. He's going to be him. He's got a new title. He's got a lot more power, all this.
But
nope,
he's still James Gunn.
I'm still the same guy.
Still
casting the way he always has.
With the dog. I mean, with
Astro. I was shocked by that.
But he can do it.
He does. He
made everyone believe a raccoon could be the coolest character in the universe, man.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cosmo and Howard the... I mean, come on.
Darn near any other name attached to this. And that's so good. I would be on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
But him,
I think he could pull it off.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But there's also just as much at stake with the Fantastic Four for Steps. Pedro Pascal, Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things are all in this. There is a rumor that Robert Downey Jr. will show up as Dr. Doom. Galacticus is the enemy.
Wow, they just jump right in.
Yep.
We need Galactus. I can't finally an accurate depiction of Galactus is something I've wanted for so long.
They got a great actor playing him too. I can't think of his name, but this is going to be set in the 70s. So it's
right.
Kind of like a
love
going
it.
Back love it. July 25th. This franchise has never worked. They've tried, and it hasn't worked no matter what they've done.
Yep.
I got to say, this cast looks really good.
Yep.
It looks like they got it right. And oddly enough, by going back,
yep.
For some reason, that really fits, you know?
I love that.
I'm excited for this one. And for what it's worth, Pedro Pascal has such a good resume. Yeah,
tremendous
he
actor.
He seems to be really pick smart films, smart scripts.
Great dude.
The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson, August 1st.
Yes, please.
What?
Yep. I don't think a lot of people know about this one, but they are revamping the Naked Gun franchise, and Liam Neeson is going to be playing the title role that was made famous,
Leslie Nielsen.
I genuinely don't hate this, and I want to.
It was a surprise when Leslie Nielsen, like James has mentioned, decided to do that in the comedy side, because he was strictly, I mean, after even an Airplane, he plays it completely straight.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. But before that, he was a serious actor, right?
Yep, a stage actor,
and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like it will. He's shown us that he has a dry sense of humor and that he can play the straight man well. So I think it would work.
That's a good point, Laura. I think we've seen enough of, especially in cameos and things.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the Ted movies, but I did watch a thing the other day about greatest cameos and appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Ted 2 or something like that. He shows up, and the character Ted, obviously a teddy bear and stuff,
right.
For those that don't know, a talking human teddy bear. I don't know the whole storyline.
Didn't watch him.
It's voiced by Seth MacFarlane.
Right.
Yes.
But it's Ted working at a register. And Liam Neeson comes up with Lucky Charms, and he's dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
It says these are just for kids. Now you're telling me that I can have these? and he's like, and Ted's like, yeah, man, yeah, sure. And then like the tag ending of the movie, spoiler alert, anybody who hasn't seen Ted 2 and wants to.
Right, 20-year-old movie, yeah.
Like Liam Neeson shows up at the end all beat up and everything and just like throws the box down. He can do comedy. He can do comedy.
He's like a good actor. He can do it all. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm curious on that one.
Yeah.
But I will say, if that bombs... Man, you can't be. I don't think you can bring those movies back anyway. But you darn sure can if it bombs.
No.
Yeah.
Tron, Ares, Jeff Bridges, Jared Leto, October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Still trying to ride that horse, huh?
The Running Man, starring Glenn Powell, November 7th. And I mentioned that in part because of Glenn Powell and the big 2024 that he had. Maybe not many people had a bigger year than Glenn Powell.
That's true.
Year.
That's true. Can they? the campy goodness of the original Running Man. That's what makes it so fun.
Yep. Yes.
It's so campy.
Yep.
They're going to mess it up. I'm just going to say it right now. They're going to make it too serious.
I'm leaning towards your way. And yes, they definitely will do that. They'll miss the point of the whole thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless Drew Carey is cast as the game show host, like they did with Richard Dotson.
I mean,
I like that.
That's really good.
That would work better.
Really good. Yeah. You're sneaky good at casting.
And you know, Drew would be down, wouldn't he?
Oh, he totally.
Like, I think
feel
he it would in
be.
My bones. Yeah. Drew Carey would be
good.
Down.
Yeah.
And Avatar: Fire and Ash, December 19th. Zootopia Part 2, November 26th.
Wow.
Some exciting ones there for kids and everything. Mm-hmm. That's great. That Avatar series is fantastic.
It's really a great series. Is that a movie?
I have not seen. I think it's their live action movie.
That's the live action movie they've been working on. I thought they were doing a live action series.
They do a live action series. I don't know. I think it did so well that they did the movie.
Cool.
And Anaconda, Paul Rudd, and Jack Black, December 25th. The promos for this are hilarious.
Yeah, it's meant to be funny.
Yeah. It's a silly movie.
Again, the original was goofy.
It was accidentally, but
they had a great cast, and it was very tongue in cheek, and people had fun time. If they do the same thing, it'll be fine.
And Wicked for Good, essentially the sequel to the to Wicked, comes
Part
out
two,
November
I guess,
21st.
Yeah.
And I believe that they extended that. They had plans for it to come out a little bit sooner, but because of how well it did and everything, they're kind of stretching it out.
Put it back to where it was. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, yep. Yeah. That's fun. And again, everybody, we'd love to know what you think, what movies you're looking forward to, especially if they weren't on the list here. There's a couple that I'm looking forward to that I did not see on the list, so I'm interested. Hear what you guys think out there. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show here at WFHR. I'm having trouble figuring out which one I want to do today. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's been a really fun show. Want to thank all of you out there for listening. Certainly thank Brittany for the weather forecast, updating us there, and our good friend Denise and Bonnie coming in from our Pet of the Week. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into one other thing we want to touch on is some good stories of the day and our schedule. And taking a look at our schedule, man, we got a good one for you. Be sure to join us a little later today for Midday Magazine. In part one, we are going to talk to our friends, Family Natural Foods, will be joining us. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, our great friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love talking to Janelle. Mm-hmm. I learn every time she's in. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be a fun one. And be sure to stick around over on our sister station, Y105.5 WIRI, Wisk Country.
Mm-hmm.
Not only can you hear both of these voices over there, and
it's
Seth
true.
And Laura, oddly enough, I didn't plan on that, but
that's true. It's true.
They're over there on the afternoons. You can hear them, but you'll also be able to hear some great basketball tonight at 7:05. Assumption Boys hosting Stratford. Randy, Mike, and Laura are going to be covering this one for you. You know it's going to sound good with that team.
That is also true.
Keeping in mind, Michael called in yesterday, let us know this interesting tidbit. I thought that Assumption is undefeated at home in conference play. Looking to keep that going tonight. Find out if they do. 7:05 on 105.5.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We also got some local good things we wanted to touch on. Actually, let's go into chronological. It's been a long morning, man.
Your tongue got in front of your eye tooth. You couldn't see what you were saying.
Get sleep, everybody. That's the lesson here.
The Winter Market is back this Saturday from 9 to 1 over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. They had a fabulous week last week. Let's keep it rolling, everybody. Go on, check it out. You can go to their Facebook page and find out all the vendors that are going to be there on Saturday morning. And let's keep it rolling. You get free popcorn. You get to wander around, see some great food and craft items, and you never know what you're going to find there. So head on down to the Moravian Church on Saturday from 9 to 1.
And I've got the United Way of Southwood and Adams County Power of the Purse coming up on March 11th, hosted by Bullseye Golf Club. You can get your tickets by calling 715-421-0390 for more information. And they can also be purchased online at uwswac.org.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for that. Want to remind everybody that Arsenic and Old Lace has their opening night tonight.
They do.
What?
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. I got
to
go.
No, I meant to give you more of a heads up. No, I'm really sorry, Seth. Yes, Arsenic and Old Lace, the winter production for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater kicks off tonight. It is opening night. Everybody, mm-hmm. one of the greatest two words you'll ever hear.
Love
opening
it.
Night.
Yep.
Can't wait. Excited.
Join them down there. Let's fill up the WRCT auditorium and make sure that this great cast has a full crowd every night through mm-hmm. this run. If you can't make it tonight, they got a 7 o'clock show tomorrow and then a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. And then next week, where you do it all over again. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows, 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of enjoying this schedule, by the way.
Yes, yeah, I agree. I think this is a new schedule they came out with this year has been a very, very good. And mm-hmm. I think I'm glad that they've done it. And not just because I'm in the show, but also get ready, everyone. Your sides will be hurting because you're going to be laughing so much at the show. It's very, very funny.
It's the right thing to do.
Had mm-hmm. kind of a loose opening last night and everything.
Yeah, a little preview. Bit of
people, yep. A little preview night. A
couple people there.
How'd that go?
It went very well. It went extremely well. And everyone, when they were done, they really enjoyed it. And man, can't wait. I can't wait for the full house. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint. Mm-hmm. Full house mm-hmm. tonight on opening night. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. And mm-hmm. as long as you're there, why not fill out an audition sheet
right.
for Noises Off?
It's coming yes. up. Just a couple weeks.
Auditions are coming up. They're right around the corner, everybody. So be sure to get that, figure that out, find that out, and plenty more at mm-hmm. wrctheater.org.
Yes.
We'll be talking more about this when we get closer to it. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to make sure to mention that Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has their Chefs for Change coming up. This is a reimagined fundraiser event. Men in the Kitchen, people in the community remember very well. Mm-hmm. This was kind of a reimagining of this. I've been talking with Tricia over there, head of the Family Center, and just a little bit about this, and I'll be honest with everybody, in years past sometimes we coordinate and talk a little bit about these things, like, hey, this event isn't selling well or something like that, and I can use this time to be able to promote it a little bit more or something like that. Mm-hmm. I have to double check my email and refresh it every time before I talk, because we've got like just a couple tickets left,
right?
Like, there's barely any tickets left. Thank you so much to this community mm-hmm. for supporting and promoting this event. Mm-hmm. Of all the events we do, I don't think it's a stretch to say this is one of the most important ones we'll ever do.
Yeah.
Our domestic violence shelters have been gutted. Just mm-hmm. gutted mm-hmm. when it comes to this. And you would know if your community did not have a family center. Look yeah. around you and look at the communities that don't have this. Look at the stats. Look at how it affects not only the families, but the kids. It affects mm-hmm. so much. It affects the economies. This has a domino effect like mm-hmm. few things do. Be on the right side of history. Come and have a great time. Get some great food from some of our great chefs in this area. You're going to be entertained by one of our greatest entertainers in Joel Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You're going to be seeing Broadway talent, man.
Yes.
Yep,
your master of ceremonies has been on Broadway.
He's trod the boards. He has.
I don't think the other guy had that bragging right. I don't think the other guy could say that.
And more importantly, he's been to space mm-hmm. on TV.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Good one, Laura. Yes, that's
I'm
right.
never going to forget it.
That's awesome. Some great food from our great friends at Dairy Works, MSTC Culinary Program, Hotel Mead, Great Expectations. Mm-hmm. Such good food, such a great time. And again, I promise you, you're going to have moments in the night where you're sitting back, you're laughing, or you're bidding on an item, and it pops in your head or in your heart. Oh, I just invested in one of the greatest things I can yeah. invest in. I just yep. helped my Wisconsin Rapids Family Center continue to do the work they're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's such important work, guys. Seriously, if you have it in your heart to donate to them, please, please do, because it is such a needed thing.
Very few communities do fun and serious like we do around here. Really, really proud it's of true. That. Really proud of that. And I'm not biased at all about that.
Not at all.
No.
That is my
not
wheelhouse. Not even the slightest. I realized as I was saying it. Find out more and get your tickets at familyctr.org. Keep in mind, these are going quick, everybody. Familyctr.org. Go ahead and give us a call over there at 715-421-1511. 421-1511. Keep in mind, the Family Center has your back. If you need them or someone you might you think might need them, 421-1559 is the number to call. Didn't want to mention some other fun stuff here we got.
All right.
So where is my good stories there? Where did I? Oh, yeah, here we go. So a 8-year-old kid in Alaska saved his great-grandmother from a fire last week.
Yikes.
Their home went up in the middle of the night, but he jumped 10 feet from a window, ran and got help, got her out, and all that. I think there was a dog involved, too. In the article that I read, there was a dog involved. Doctors treated her for burns on her arm, but she's perfectly okay.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good job,
kid.
Good luck to all the other grandkids.
Yeah. You are now in forever, man.
You're never topping him. You're never topping. And just a reminder that there are a lot of amazing teachers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, oh yes.
Just setting that aside. Just that alone is one of the stakes. Just throw that out there. Yeah.
Yep.
But also it ties into this. BuzzFeed did a fun photo roundup of 47 teachers who went above and beyond for their students. You can find it at BuzzFeed.com. It actually pops up pretty quickly, and it is awesome. It is awesome.
Oh, that's great. That's
honestly really cool. I don't know if I've ever met a teacher who doesn't go above and beyond for their students.
Teachers
are so great.
Man.
Like, they're some of the best people I've ever met.
Tough job.
You don't see a ton of people that get into that industry that are, you know,
aren't genuine people.
Doing it for passion and stuff. Yeah.
There's a reason they're there. Yep.
A guy from Omaha, Nebraska. Is there that many Omahas?
There might be. I don't know.
There are.
To say Nebraska, I don't know.
Maybe.
That's the biggest Omaha.
Got his high school class ring back after 44 years after it went missing back in 81. A man 70 miles away in Rockport, Missouri, found it in the dirt while working in his garden, and no one knows how it got there.
Oh.
Whoa.
Gary Crocker graduated in 78, lives in Florida now. His family owned a flower shop in Omaha that sold potted plants. He thinks maybe it fell off while he was working at the shop, and that's how it ended up in this guy's garden.
Someone planted a plant within the roots.
The dirt, yeah.
There you go.
that is kind of cool. Though.
Wow. You know,
usually when we do these stories, they have a trace. Mm-hmm. You can trace where the item was or whatever. This one's kind of like
my best guess.
I don't know. I love that. I've mentioned many times that one of my palate cleansers is seeing these combinations of animals that you don't normally see: a dog and a cat, a dog and a duck, whatever it might be.
A giraffe and a Sasquatch or something.
God, I'd give anything to see Sasquatch riding a giraffe.
Do you have a link to that video, Max? You're holding out on
Hang
me.
On. I'm writing a comic book about this one.
A video of wild animals seeing their reflection for the first time is trending on TikTok. It's inserted to see their reactions. Some of them are into it, and others may not be. But it's all done in a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. I will say that some of this stuff is a little dicey because you just don't know. That's like, I saw a video of a person with a fake horse mask on.
Oh, sure.
And the horse comes up and starts like coming really close and sniffing it, and then they take the mask off and the horse freaked out. And like ran away. The person did have a unicorn hat on, so I don't know. Maybe the horse should have known that it was fake, but that's between the horses.
You're judging the horse's intellect now.
Way too harsh. Mm-hmm. Although horses can count, so I mean, maybe I'm not all far off. I'm joking.
Maybe that one was just a little behind in the class, I guess.
I don't know.
Horse school.
Horse school. Didn't finish at the top of the class in horse school. There are fun videos of this, though, going on. And I did also want the Czech Republic spent 7 years planning to build a dam, but then a family of beavers showed up and built it in 2 days.
Good job, beaver.
Wow.
They say that this saved them $1.2 million.
Wow.
Telling you, now we started the show with animal art, and now they're building stuff for us, and we don't have to pay them. So there you go.
And nobody, I don't think anybody ever sees when I do this, Seth.
Those animals really are making a good argument for this.
Thank you for seeing that.
I think the beavers agree with you, Seth.
And it's a great argument to let animals do their thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Great show today. You two have a great day.
You too, man.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.